was a storybook romance. They met in high school, sweethearts, shared their first kiss on a slow dance. They used to hold hands, walking through the halls, ignoring the glances and the rumors they had no chance. They called him Wigger and Susie a gold digger. This corny white boy shouldn't be dating no sister. They tried to hate but wouldn't say it to his face. People thought Louis was a traitor to his race. Black and white, they both had issues. Susie got hated on for acting white. So at lunch they were sitting in the corner by themselves. You could tell that they didn't fit in. They might as well keep the whole thing hidden. It wasn't taboo, it was damn near forbidden. If mom and dad knew, they could never go home. They would both be disowned. To make things worse, she was 5 months and shown. So they packed two bags and eloped that night. That's the last time that family ever spoke.
That's right.
Cause the last thing they left when they bounced together was a note on the dresser saying goodbye
forever. He was black as a night. Susie was whiter than white. Danger, danger when you sniff white powder.
Yeah.
Louis fell in love overnight.
They said she had jungle fever, yeah. But he was just saving the last dance. The whole hood thought that he needed the cat scan. Susie, when she walked in, she lit up the room. And Louis held the hand of the brothers, were giving it to him. They yelled out, "You's a sellout." But he was flying high on the wings of love with no button to bail out. So they got hassled everywhere that they went. Even at church, the pastor laughed after saying amen. They were the laughing stock, plus the talk of the town. Couldn't pass, they got harassed simply walking around. Once the black girls find out there was no talking them down, they used to hoot and fuss.
Louis, you think you too good for us?
They called Susie a nigga lover and Louis a Sambo. After a couple of months, it was too much to handle. So they began to meet in secret. They wanted marriage, but Susie's parents found a proposal to be indecent. And Louis's parents, they feared for his life, having crosses burned in the yard that appeared in the night. Called the cops, but they refused to accept his statement. They knew about the relationship and were blatantly racist. The next day they found Louis hung from a tree in front of Susie's house for all the townspeople to see. It was early one Sunday morning and during the ninth hour, with a note in his chest that said respect white power.
Louis didn't